Good morning to you.
Just a short time ago, we thought this news was coming 2 years from now. Now we find out it's 2 months from now. How does that affect your plan for helping the community recover from this loss?
Well, when the announcement was made in June, General Motors said that their announcement was always contingent upon supply and demand for automobiles. The sport utility vehicle that they produce here in Janesville has experienced a rapid decline in sales. Primarily due, we think, to the increase in the price of gasoline. So they have excess capacity for sport utility vehicles, and the fact that sales had never recovered leads General Motors to the decision to go ahead and cease production here in Janesville as of December 23rd. It's certainly a lot faster than we would have hoped, but it's not unexpected given the price of gasoline has not really significantly come down in the last 6 months or so.
What are Janesville's options now?
Well, we certainly are still continuing an effort to convince General Motors to make an investment here in Janesville to produce a smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicle. General Motors has responded by saying the proposal that has been made is of interest to them, and they are further studying that proposal. So at least that gives us a glimmer of hope that there's a chance that we would continue to produce automobiles here in Janesville, just not large sport utility vehicles. The Janesville plant has been producing some sort of a motor vehicle since the 1920s. And in the life of this plant here in Janesville, they've produced everything from a Chevy Cavalier, which would be something similar to the Cobalt, which is a very good seller in the marketplace right now, all the way up to a large size, I think they had a Buick, a large family-sized Buick that was produced here for a while, and then they've also produced smaller pickup trucks and larger pickup trucks, and then as much as a medium-duty truck, which you could use for a school bus or a dump truck chassis. All of those vehicles have been produced here in Janesville over the life of this plant, so there is nothing that would physically restrict General Motors from converting the plant from sport utility vehicle production back to a smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicle at some point in the future, and certainly there's an effort underway to convince General Motors to do that.
Any progress on that?
Nothing to report. Discussions are still ongoing, and these things obviously take time. Even if General Motors made a decision fairly quickly, say in the next 6 months, that there was a vehicle out there that could be produced in Janesville, and they found a way to finance that conversion of the plant for small passenger car production, I would guess that it would be another 12 to 18 months process to convert the existing production line into revised production facility. So that we would expect that there's going to be a long-term period where the existing workers are on unemployment and then receiving their supplemental pay through their union contract before that kind of a decision could play itself out.
Doug Venable, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.